now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, it's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation Lounge and Exotica Radio Show, back again for another week as we broadcast up high in the Sydney penthouse in beautiful spring weather here in Sydney. This week, we've got Scott Minching from the Moonrays talk about the brand new album, Something Wicked. I'll let you know about how you can enjoy a Pan Am flight without going anywhere and without going back in time. Plus, news of a theft in the lounge and tiki world. Details coming up shortly. Right now, Warren Wolf with Frankie and Johnny on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper and Bob Thompson. Now the Mirai's got a brand new album out. It is called Something Wicked. Scott Menching joins me on the line. Now last time we spoke, it was about your Halloween album.
Yeah. 6 years ago was the last time we were in the studio, and we figured it was about time we get off our rear ends and get back in there and do something.
Oh man, what have you been doing?
Well... We all, we have all had different projects that we work on, and, the keyboard player, he's involved in several different ones. I've been involved in several different ones. So it's kind of hard to, gel everyone together, but every once in a while you get lucky, and, seem to work this out, and, there's three of the original Moonrays on this album, and, we just had a gas. This was my favorite album to record by far.
Tell us about this new album. What's the name of it? Tell us a little bit about it.
Something Wicked.
And,
Something Wicked.
And this has to do with monsters, doesn't it?
Well, over the years, we really the most popular stuff that we've done has always been. A little bit on the sci-fi to Halloweenish edge. And we found out that that's where our crowd is, in that. So we never really did an album that was sort of geared that way. So this one is a little spookier. It's got a little more thunder and lightning in it, and we geared the songs towards more of the minor key bluesy type of stuff, and I think it will satisfy the horror crowd without being grisly. It's more retro sound, more of a 60s and 50s sound, but it's definitely got that Halloween tinge to it.
Yeah, actually I was listening to the song that we're going to play in a moment called Transylvania Boogaloo, And I really, you know, I was getting hints of the Addams Family in there. It has a 60s sound to it. It's got 60s guitar sound to it. But it's got that sort of that loungy vibe as well. You sort of mixed everything nicely together.
Yeah, I like that one. You're talking the one that starts with the bongos and we try to be subtle. You know, we don't want to be all wolves howling and wind blowing and that, but we like to stick the little nods to like the Munsters and the Addams Family and things like that in there. And I think people, they get the joke. You know, they understand it if they know it. So sure.
Yeah, yeah. It could have almost come out of a 60s TV show. Actually, I did think when I was listening to the track. The interesting story too is that you've had a little bit of fun with this album, and that you've had a little bit of a contest to find the person who's going to be on the front of the cover.
Yes, that was also a kind of an old fashioned type of thing. You know what Playboy used to do with their their playmate hunts and that. And we teamed up with Jason Croft from Bachelor Pad magazine. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Do you know Jason?
I know Jason. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. And he ran a contest across the nation there to get girls to send their pictures in to have us find the perfect cover girl for this album. And that's how we came up with our gal, Luna Ray, who happens to be a professional ghost hunter.
Really? Well, she's a good-looking ghost hunter, I must say.
Isn't she, though? I think so.
When you say ghost hunter, I was kind of picturing a nerdy kind of guy, like one of the guys out of Ghostbusters, but she ain't that at all.
No, I know.
Now, the album, where can people grab it?
www.themoonrays, that's moon-rays.com.
Fantastic. We'll have a link up on the website, on the cocktailnation.net website. And let's play the song Transylvania Boogaloo on the Cocktailnation.
Salute you today. The hidden finger, the forbidden finger, the forbidden finger.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Nation, largely to Coop Cooper and Jackie Gleason. I'm in the mood for love. If you're in the mood for flying Pan Am style, well, good news is you don't need a TARDIS or a DeLorean to visit the past. Just for a few hundred dollars, you could enjoy the Pan Am jet experience from a bygone era without going anywhere. The Pan Am experience, which is really just a set at aviation-themed film studio Air Hollywood, aims to take you back on a trip to the 1970s, and travellers enjoyed five-star dinners, unlimited cocktails on the beautiful planes that were Pan Am, all in the lap of luxury. but you get to experience it without actually going anywhere. It's a recreated Pan Am 747 with the cocktail and beverage service provided by those famous polyester clad flight attendants. From there, you can choose from a variety of video and audio selections whilst reclining in the classic Pan Am sleeperette jet seats. While it's time for dinner, you can climb upstairs for some cocktails while the gourmet meal is served. And you don't have to worry, the food is made fresh. It's not an actual holdover from the 1970s. Everything from the chine to the glassware is authentic, with careful attention to exquisite service delivery of the era and the menu offerings of Pan Am. Pretty amazing stuff. If you'd like to see the link and some of the pictures on my website, cocktailnation.net, if you don't mind spending a few $100 to go nowhere. Here's Skip Heller now and Lonely on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
When you held your hand to my heart, dear, you did something grand to my heart, and we played the scene to perfection, though we didn't have time to rehearse. Since you took control of my life, you have become the whole of my life. When you are away, it's all for When you are with me, it's worse. Lover, when I'm near you and I hear you speak my name softly in my ear, you breathe a flame. Lover, when we're dancing, keep on glancing in my eyes till love's own entrancing music dies. All of my future is in you. Your every plan I design. Promise you'll always continue to be mine. Lover, please be tender when your tender feels the part. Lover, I surrender to my heart. Will I say that the devil is in you, and to resist you I try? But if you didn't continue, I would die. Lover, please be tender when you're tender. Fears depart. Lover, I surrender. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Mr. Jose August Strotica with Let's Dance. News this week that artist El Gato Gomez has suffered a similar fate to that of Brad Parker from Tiki Shark, with her artwork being stolen. You might be aware of El Gato Gomez's work. I've interviewed her once before on the Cocktail Nation radio show, and we talked about her her marvellous cat, El Gato, and the various scenarios that she puts this cat. But you can also read about her in my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews Volume 2, which is right now on Amazon. Got the full interview there, just a quick little plug. It seems that her artwork has been stolen by somebody in China. They've been copying the work and reselling on eBay. So if you come across this type of stuff from El Gato Gomez or Brad Parker or any of our famed lounge and tiki artists, what you need to do is do report it through the proper channels, through the particular website that you might be looking at. Report that as being fraudulent and make sure you do get in contact with the artists themselves as well so they can follow up with that, with their attorney, because this is just absolutely shocking. She puts together some marvellous work, as does Brad Parker, and to have it stolen is just criminal. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. October 24th at the Mayflower Club, it is the Martini Kings, featuring stars of Burlesque, Victory Boulevard, North Hollywood. Nuddy are playing in Palm Springs, Friday, October the 10th, and Saturday, October the 11th, 1900 East Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs, over at The Curve. These gigs and lots more online, cocktailnation.net. And of course, you can always get in contact with me at the show simply by emailing thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Here's Grace Knight, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To on The Cocktail Nation.
Listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Hello there.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad.
Sally Street there, You Don't Know Me. And poor old Sally's had the whole of Sydney pretty much getting to know all of her personal details of late. She's been going through a very public divorce. And sadly, this has been scattered right through the tabloids in the Sydney newspapers. So, Sally, we wish you all the best. Next week on the show, we talk to Jeff Chenault about his book on the Kahiki. Join me for the Cocktail Nation next week. Going to leave you with the new Morty Show and Blue Martini. Stay up.
And watch your crazy world go by. From this bar on the avenue, with that really wild view, the only thing missing is you. Martini, sky blue, they help me bury little nightmares of you. I like mine shaken but not stirred. Bartender, save your words. Man, I'm going home. martini, then I'll go. There ain't nobody in this place I need to know. I'll get my purse and my hat, would you please call me cab, and may I have just one more blue martini. So